29. Philip almost ran across the room, sliding on the congealing fake blood to remove the washcloth.
"Why's she asleep?" Martin asked.
"She'll wake up in a few minutes," the Brit at the computer said. "The macro that installed the fix has a few timed events that are still coming up. I couldn't let her hear any of the conversation we're about to have. I know you all have questions. I'll start with Brit the Younger's. 8 years, I've been working on researching the problem and designing this fix for over 8 years.
Martin placed a hand on Philip's shoulder.
"Hey, Philip? Your hand?"
Philip looked at Martin, shook his head as if to ask what Martin was talking about, then looked startled and removed his glove to reveal a perfectly ordinary-looking hand.
"Okay," Philip said. "Good. Thanks for asking, Martin, but I have more important things on my mind."
The Brit at the computer said, "More important than me fixing your hand for you and maybe saving your life?" Philip said,
"But I'm sure I helped. I'm sure we all helped."
"Not you. I didn't let you. Some of the others did. Jeff, Jimmy, and Louisa were useful. Gwen did quite a bit, but still, it was just a day or two every now and then. For me, it was a full-time job for 8 years.
"Why wouldn't you let me help?" Philip asked.
She rolled her eyes.
"Sorry, everyone. Apparently, I can't explain how I fixed the problem that messed up Atlantis and threatened the rest of the world because Philip wants to talk about himself. I didn't let you help me, Philip, because you helping me is part of what got me into this mess to begin with. You tried to help me by lying to me, keeping secrets from me, and sneaking out to spend time with my worst enemy."
"But you believe that person you're calling your worst enemy is you?"
The Brit at the computer shrugged.
"That's true for most people. It's just a little more obvious in my case. And what I believe isn't as important as what you believe in this case. I've had 8 years to think about it, and while you'd like me to see this as you keeping a secret from me to help a later me save every me, that's not the way you claim to see it. You've always insisted that Brit the Younger and Brit the Elder aren't the same person, and that the fate of one isn't tied to the actions of the other. Haven't you?"
"We all know I have, which means that you didn't have to toss me aside just because some other Brit did."
"True. But you believing that is also the very thing that makes me want to. I believe that the person you were sneaking off with was me, but you don't. In your mind, you were sneaking off, lying to me, and keeping secrets from me to help some other person who I can't stand."
"Can't you try to look at this from my point of view?"
Philip asked.
"That's exactly what I just did."
"You're not being fair."
"Well, you know the old saying, hell hath no fairness like a woman scorned. Anyway, in a minute or so, the fix will fully kick in. Brit the Elder will wake up, Atlantis is back to normal too. You're welcome."
She turned to Brit the Younger and Brit the Much Elder. "Also, I've planted some code in your head as well." Brit the Younger said,
"You can't just mess with my memories without my permission."
Philip said,
"Yeah, that's completely..."
Both the Brit at the computer and Brit the Younger said,
"Oh, shut up, Philip."
Tired Brit nodded.
"I know, Brit. And you're right. I'm sorry. If you think about it, and you will for 8 years, you'll see that I have no choice. I made it so that Brit the Elder won't remember any of this. I gave her some false memories to fill the gap. Because of how the timeline falls, those memories will cascade to Brit the Much Elder as well."
Jeff asked, "How'd you do that?"
"I can't be bothered to explain right now. Ask her in 8 years. Anyway, Brit, her false memories will tell her that you caught Philip cheating on you."
"What?"
Philip cried.
"When she wakes up, she's going to believe that Brit the Younger caught you in a lie and discovered you've been sneaking off to have an affair. She chose to confront you here at Gary's, in front of everyone, and Brit the Elder came because she remembered what an awful experience it was and wanted to offer moral support."
Brit the Much Elder laughed.
"Huh, I remember that. It didn't happen, eh?"
"No,"
Philip said,
"it didn't. I didn't cheat on Brit. I'd never cheat on Brit."
The Brit at the computer pointed at the unconscious Brit the Elder.
"Yeah, well, try telling her that.
She won't know who you cheated with. You denied it, of course, but she caught you repeatedly sneaking away to be with whoever it was, claiming you were just going for a walk."
"I find the most believable lies are the ones that are pretty much the truth." "Brit, while you're fixing Brit the Elder and Atlantis and Philip's hand and Brit the Elder's memory, you'll also have to come up with 8 years' worth of plausible memories for Brit the Elder. Not what she had for lunch or how often she blinked, just the highlights. That's still a lot of work, believe me."
As a cover, to explain all the work you'll be doing, you'll make Britt the Elder believe you're working on a different project, trying to find the purpose of the program and, if possible, who wrote it, since it's the first question everybody always asks. She'll remember the project as a total failure and a complete waste of time. She's a real pain about it, by the way. Constantly picks at you. Ugh. Anyway, then you'll have to encode all of these fake memories into her brain and put them in your journal so that the whole thing won't get spoiled when Britt the Elder reads it.
Wait, what?
Britt the Younger sputtered. You read my journal? No, the Brit at the computer said, pointing at Britt the Elder and Britt the Much Elder. I edited my journals just like you will. They read our journals. Britt the Much Elder said, wait a minute. They're our journals, too, and I don't read them. Not anymore. Britt the Elder does. I did, but that was a long time ago when I was her, and apparently you two were using them to lie to me anyway. Philip never really cheated on me, is that right?
That's right. She smiled at Philip.
Huh. That's good to know. I mean, in time I stopped being angry at you for it. Never fully trusted you again, but now I see the whole thing differently.
The Brit at the computer said, yes, you do. But you won't for long. When the fix kicks in, you'll forget this conversation and believe he cheated on you again.
But why mess with my memories? Britt the Much Elder asked.
For the same reason I'm doing all of this in the first place. It's what happened before, so now I have to make sure it happens this time. Furthermore, all of us Brits are the same person. All I'm doing here is messing with your memories. It's galling that I have to explain all of this to you, but then again, I wouldn't have to if I hadn't already messed with your memories.
You'd remember why you did it, back when you were me. You're gonna forget this whole fiasco, and that you were ever here as Britt the Much Elder. It may seem unnecessary to you, but it doesn't to me, because I don't want to remember anything about any of this, even way off in the future, when I'm you.
Martin spread his hands out, drawing attention to his surroundings.
But what about the mess? Britt the Elder's gonna wake up and find the place trashed, and all of us standing ankle-deep in a blood-soaked carpet.
Yeah, that was difficult. I had to make her false memory of the confrontation pretty traumatic to explain this mess, but it's plausible. All I can say is, if you're dating a sorceress, don't be unfaithful.
Britt the Much Elder closed her eyes and concentrated on her memories.
Yeah. Things did get out of hand. I was pissed.
Yeah, it didn't help that Philip lost his cool and said a lot of things he couldn't take back. Britt the Elder got so upset by it all that she fainted.
But she didn't. That didn't happen. None of that ever happened.
No, but when she wakes up, Britt the Elder will remember it, and eventually all the rest of us Brits will too.
Philip grimaced, sank down, and sat on the floor, making an unpleasant squishing noise and taking on the exact posture future Philip had.
The Brit at the computer said, the code in Britt the Younger's head, my head, eventually, will lie dormant for now. But in the future, when we're Britt the Elder, just before the whole dragon thing starts, it'll kick in and change our memories so that we'll think Kluge turned down the offer. After we and our Britt the Younger discuss it, our legs will start glitching out and the whole mess will kick off.
So you caused Britt the Elder's memory problem? Gwen asked.
No, I didn't cause any of this. I'm just fulfilling my part in it.
And your part is to write the program that starts it all?
Yes, this time.
She pointed at Britt the Much Elder and Britt the Younger.
But she did already, and she will again.
So there never really was an error?
The tired, angry Britt said,
yes, there was. It just wasn't in the layer of the program we thought it was. We thought it was a problem with the code, but the code was sound. The error was a logic issue caused by the way we interacted with each other. Who or whatever wrote the program, whatever it's for, didn't design it with time travel in mind, didn't think we'd start interacting with earlier iterations of ourselves, and certainly didn't expect us to lie to our former selves through our boyfriends.
We all always knew we might cause some sort of terrible paradox someday that could screw everything up. Well, this was it.
Tyler asked. But there isn't any flaw in the program?
Yes, there is. A logic error, as I said. The fact that it appears to have been created by my efforts to solve it is what makes it a logic error, said angry Britt. Our having access to the file and enough intelligence to use it is a flaw in the program. This problem was a symptom. We, all of us in this room, we are the glitch. We're not supposed to be here.
We're assets from other parts of the program, all clustered together in a place and time where we shouldn't be, doing things that make sense to us, because they're in keeping with the rules of the program set out for us, but that any objective viewer would have to say are completely bizarre.
Philip looked at his surroundings, his friends from various walks of life, geographical areas and decades, all standing in a demolished, blood-soaked bachelor pad built inside a cave that resembled a skull in medieval England.
It's hard to argue with what you say.
And yet you're trying to,
the Brit at the computer said. Philip asked,
So why did you make the error spread to my hand?
I'll tell you what. Just for fun, let's see if anybody has managed to follow the situation better than you have, Philip. Anyone want to tell him why I had to make his hand glitch?
Pretty much everyone but Philip mumbled words to the effect of,
She had to because that's what happened before.
That's right,
tired Brit said.
All I've done is what I saw me do.
That said, I've spent 8 years hard at work going over and over all of this and getting madder and madder at you, so giving you the ick was one chore I did sort of enjoy. And speaking of things I'll enjoy, I'm gonna leave. The changes are about to take effect, and I don't want to be here when they do.
Because you don't want to have to explain to Brit the Elder why you're here,
Gwen said.
Correct. And I don't want you to have to explain to me why I'm here. I'm wiping my memory of all of this as well. I passed the technical information I acquired to Jeff, but in a minute or two, I'm not going to remember any of this.
I'll have a ton of false memories, mostly about being mad at Philip for cheating on me.
Martin shook his head.
I understand why you're angry with Philip. I just don't see why you're this angry. Because if Philip had been right about free will and had committed to it, he could have prevented all of this. But he didn't have the courage of his convictions, and he was wrong to begin with, so he spent our entire relationship giving me false hope and telling me that what I know to be true was a lie.
Either way, I've had over 8 years working full-time on a subject I don't find interesting, doing things I don't like, mentally going over and over his failure in my mind. I'm bitter and angry, and I don't like who I've become, which just makes me more bitter and angry. So I'm going somewhere nice and forgetting all about this mess.
Brit the Much Elder, you have to scram too. Thanks for all the help you're going to give me, everybody.
The first dance fight rehearsal is in 1 week. She teleported away, leaving an empty seat in front of the computers. Brit the Much Elder shrugged and teleported out as well. For a moment, nobody said a word.
Gary said, I just had this place redone.
Yes.
Gwen said,
And now you have the chance to do it better.
Tyler said,
Yeah, and this time I suggest not having a conversation pit. It really collected a lot of the blood. It's like a wading pool in here.
Philip said,
Brit, I...
Don't,
Brit the Younger said quietly.
I just want to say...
And I don't want you to say it.
Philip nodded.
Okay, I understand. Just know that...
Martin said, Philip, drop it.
Roy agreed.
Yeah, Philip. Think about the fact that Martin is telling you not to do something.
They sat, bathed in fake blood and awkward silence for a few more moments. Then Brit the Elder started to stir. Everyone rushed forward, a cacophony of wet squishing noises coming from the carpet. Brit the Elder's eyelids fluttered, her head jerked up, and she was awake. She looked around at the small mob of wizards surrounding her. Brit the Younger asked,
Are you okay?
Brit the Elder swallowed hard, blinked several times, and said,
Yeah, I'm fine. I guess I just passed out. I guess I must have gotten too upset,
remembering what Philip did.